you.
Mm-hmm. And a male donkey is what?
Jackish.
Mm-hmm. What's a female donkey?
I've heard people make that reference to people. I know it. No. Ass? No.
Well, you could. I mean, there's lots of different.
Yeah, there are a lot of words, but I can't think right offhand.
Have you ever heard of a Jenny?
Yes, I've heard of it. Sure have. I didn't think. The jackass is a male.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard of Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard my mother use that word, but I wouldn't have thought of it right offhand.
Okay. How about a Mexican donkey?
Someone used that not long ago. Well, I don't know.
Burro?
Of course.
How would you say it?
Burro?
Mm-hmm.
Burro, B-U-R-R-O.
Yeah.
Yes. But I didn't think of it, but that's exactly what I know is right.
Here's another tough one. This is also a ranching term, but a string of horses that are used as spare horses on a cattle drive.
Explain again.
It's a string of horses that they use as spare horses on a cattle drive, so that when their horse gets tired out, they can pick another one.
Pick another one. I've heard of it. I know that. I know, but I can't.
Have you ever heard of a remuda?
No. How do you spell it?
Remuda. It's R-E-M-U-D-A. Must be a Spanish term.
Oh, it must. No, that word I'm not familiar with at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, cattle that doesn't get enough to eat. How would you describe cattle that doesn't get enough to eat?
Cattle that don't get enough to eat. I think the word was in the paper. Starving. No, I don't know.
Okay, now if a farmer or rancher doesn't want his animals to breed, his male animals, what does he do to them?
Castrate.
Mm-hmm. A castrated bull is called what?
I don't know.
That would be a steer.
A steer. Oh, uh-huh. I've heard the word, of course, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known that until I had done this.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. No.
What about a castrated horse?
Who was it? Somebody made that reference a while back, and I asked what it was. I don't know.
Yeah, have you heard of a gelding?
A what?
A gelding.
No. I've heard that word, G-E-L-D-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't realize what, no. I've heard the word, but I didn't apply it.
So chances are you haven't heard of a name for a castrated pig or a castrated sheep. Have you ever heard of a barrow swine or a barrow pig?
Well, I've heard the word swine, but but other than that, I'm not familiar.
And then sheep are called weather sheep if they've been castrated.
Oh, now that I never heard of. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
interesting to know. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's W-E-T-H-E-R. And I don't suppose, you know, not being a farmer, do you know any calls to animals, like, to get them to come in?
Well, my grandson's new father-in-law is a veterinary surgeon,
mm-hmm.
and I've heard him refer to so many things veterinarian-wise, but no, I don't know.
Okay. Now, people have pets sometimes, and what kind of pets do people have?
Well, they have cats. They have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
cats and dogs, I think of more. And of course, a lot of people have birds, but you wouldn't
mm-hmm.
refer to them as pets as well. Maybe you would. I don't think so. But a cat and a dog more than